This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Hi, everybody. Standing in for Paige, I am sitting down Mattman. This hasn't changed for the average American in 2 years, but first, I feel like being on the news, you've sold your soul to the devil in a sense. And part of that is you have to read and say and not really think and do. You're literally just regurgitating what has been told you to say. And you're not ever really able to have your own type of thoughts or opinions on stuff.
Just easier that way for some.
Let's talk about Elon one more time.
Oh, God.
A Milwaukee TV station has fired a meteorologist who accused Elon Musk of making a Nazi salute at the inauguration. Quote, dude Nazi saluted twice, said WDJT-TV weather forecaster Sam Cuffell. Wrote on her, I guess it's short for Samantha, Instagram account Tuesday alongside a picture of Musk with the quote,
Musk.
You F with this and this man. I don't F with you. Full stop. She also posted a GIF that seemed to call Musk a Nazi. I've never heard this word so much in the media. One of those words you didn't even say at all, but now it's like, well, you got to kind of allude to it if you're talking about
it. Attention getter.
Anyway, rather than directly replying to Sam, they went to people that had issues with that, went to the employer. And the employer decided that they would issue a statement informing staffers that Sam Cuffell is no longer employed by CBS 58 and had been there for more than 5 years, according to her LinkedIn page. She also appeared on a sports talk radio station daily in the market as well. So on her own personal one, she posted that where there's maybe no affiliation even given to where she works, but because she said that.
She's not saying anything different than other people are saying. Even
no different than what I said that very first day where I said, I've seen the pictures but not the video, and he could have just been doing this. Now I've seen the video. But then you got rabbis and stuff saying, he didn't do that. That's not what he meant. So I'm like, then I don't have an opinion anymore.
She didn't say anything worse than what national pundits and critics of, you know, First Buddy have been saying anyway. So why did she get fired?
It's, again, you have to just go with the rhetoric. Like, you know, like I have a couple of mutual friends or friends that work in the local news or whatever. And when I say that, it's more like social media friends. Yeah. And I like their content or whatever is never like really like them. It's just always them at like a news station event or them participating in a charitable thing, which is fine. But like show the real you. Show you out scooping cow poop like I do.
They got to toe that line. It seems like some of them are just real focused on trying to get that bump up.
I know, but then when do you live?
I don't know if they think about that. They want to do their 3 years here and either get out and do something else or go, you know, to another market.
So wild.
She's lucky she didn't work for Byron Allen. Did you see what he did?
No. Byron Allen, the
multi-gazillionaire.
He owns a bunch of newspapers.
News stations. Yeah, the Allen Media Group. So They got, I think it was between 50 and 100 local meteorologists across the country. Fired them. Gave them the boot because they want to streamline the Weather Channel weather reports into each of those stations. So you're going to lose your local weather person, and you're going to get, I guess, like what it like to used to be in the 90s, where you got like your weather every 10 minutes, if you were lucky.
Oh, yeah.
For like 5 seconds.
You have to watch the scroll at the bottom of the thing, too.
Yeah. Fired all those people.
That is not a good move.
Some people that were there for 30-plus years. Some that just started, but still. Just axed them.
Yeah. I mean, I do kind of critique the local news about how long they spend on the weather. Like, it should be one of those. To me, it's a 5-minute segment.
I tell you what, you got some, though, that will go all night with it. And I'm talking about on Facebook Lives. And that's dedication right there to keep it, because weather seems to be information that people always love to get.
Well,
they eat it up.
What's the, hold on. I want to look this up as we speak about it. There's the one guy that, I think he was a TV meteorologist, but he now just does it on YouTube.
Well, I'll shout out to Cedric Haynes in Chattanooga, who used to be here with us in Greenville.
He's in, oh, really?
Yeah.
He's in, oh, what's up?
Chattanooga, I believe he's from there, so he went back home. But
so, okay. Oh, wow. Ryan Hall is the guy's name. He's up in Kentucky. He went to Mississippi State. Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, that's where a lot of them go for weather.
Broadcast meteorology. Anyway, he ended up doing his own YouTube channel, and last year made 7 figures.
What?
7 figures?
Just kind of like with chasing weather? Or?
Yeah, he goes live. Like, he has, like, what do you call it? Like, people that, I guess, viewers on his channel that'll go, like, you know, they're like, yeah. God, almost cuss real bad. Like, freaking Twister.
I still don't know how you make money off of that. Well, he obviously is, but.
Yeah, he's got 2 million followers on TikTok, 2 million, over 231 million views. God bless.
That's the thing. I mean, TikTok was so viral, it was so easy to get those followers.
And that also kicked in, weather doesn't have anything to do with COVID, I was going to say.
I'm going to tell you, man, if you can master all these multimedia platforms.
Good for you.
Like they want you to, but at a point, it's too much. You have to be a certain mindset to do it.
Or what happens if, like, there's this one dude that I know internet only. He does sports cards. But he goes online for, and I'm not joking, for 12 hours a day opening cards, busting, doing the live breaks and stuff. God. And I'm like, what happens if you're sick? Like, well, or you want
to
have, like.
People are used to that
routine. He's literally
routine.
At home for 12 hours. You're going to sleep at some point, like.
And
he does it 7 days a week, making a gazillion dollars. But, like, where's the exchange on time versus life?
Dude, the fact that people will stay with the streams for as long as he wants to break, too. Like, I'm going to step away for an hour, but nobody leaves.
Well, he did one the other night because there was this WWE product that came out. I was like, I want to see. Travis Collins would have a great story to tell you about this. I had no idea what this stuff cost. It's like you get 4 cards in a box for like $600. I'm like, ah, God.
It's like an Immaculate crazy. Collection almost.
It was a 3 count or something. But anyway, I go to watch the channel for the live stream, and it was like 800 people in there 30 minutes before it started.
They'll sit in there and talk to each other.
It's like, my God.
And they'll keep it going, and the host has got it made, so he'll just come on and say, hey, shout out to so-and-so.
And if he says, hey, I need to go to the bathroom, they'll just keep chatting away in the room while he's off camera.
It's yeah.
Like, what a freaking thing you got going on.
If you
on.
Can figure it out, man, it really works for you.
It's the average, it's too much. I mean, it really is. I can't go a minute over 4 hours. I'm talking really in the bedroom. Some people are looking to make some big changes in their lives this year. You know, we flipped over. You got resolutions, promises, as Fat Boy called them.
People are broke already.
There is and I don't know. Let me tell you who made up the poll. Okay, I can't tell you who put out this poll, but the results are kind of interesting. They found out that the average American hasn't changed their pizza order in 2 years. The entire Midwest has had a reputation for being the least experimental with food, and that's true with pizza as well. Of all 50 states, Michigan is the state least likely to spice up their pizza order. 11% say they've never tried a new pizza combination, and 30% say all they eat is pepperoni and cheese.
I have the same order no matter where it is.
I've noticed young people, meaning like my daughter's age, like mid-20s and below, are all cheese pizza. Like, they just like, just cheese. Just
which I
cheese.
Don't prefer, because...
I'm like, when you was a kid, you wanted Meat Lovers, and it cost me a lot of money. Where was this cheese only then?
That's the order wherever I go. It's got to be a Meat Lovers.
Meat Lovers.
Whoever's got it.
Yeah. Even if there's a weird meat on there, you're like, I'll pick it off. Ain't no big deal.
I don't like salami, really. It's your gabagool on there. I'll take it off.
And I could be wrong on this, but if they ever have steak as a topping on the pizza, don't get it. It ain't steak.
No.
I'm not saying it's dog, but it's like, it's not the steak you know and love.
There was one that had grilled chicken, and I was kind of skeptical, but I was like, this is pretty good.
California Pizza?
No.
I used to love that place, man. We went to the one down in LaLanna.
God, see, I love the little off the, you know, beaten path ones.
What's the other one down there? And, it's a wild one. They have, like, action figures hanging all over the wall. It's well known in, down there in Atlanta. Savage Pizza.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Never
freaking
been.
Freaking good.
I didn't know there was a Shakey's here until... like, you know, years ago. Well, years ago, there was a Shakey's here.
It's come and gone?
Yeah, it's been come and gone.
They didn't advertise it.
But I heard that chain wasn't really the best as far as, like, it was kind of the lower tier that people made fun of a lot.
But then the ones that, like, I feel like now, I'm giving them a free plug, but, like, I think Whataburgers are everywhere now.
They really are.
Like, that was, like, such a, oh, my God, Whataburger. Now it's like, oh, Whataburger. There's not even a line. Must not be good anymore. It's like, no, everyone lived there for, like, 3 months. They're taking a break.
Like, they know it's there now. They're going to come back to it.
It's the same way bars were in downtown Greenville. There'd be a new bar. Lines would be out the wazoo. You'd see the bar across the street that you used to go to all the time just sitting there empty. And then you bitch, and you're like, well, they closed. You're not going there.
Do you like the wording of, they won't say it's a new bar or a restaurant, they'll say a new concept.
Ugh.
There's a new concept coming downtown.
Yes, yes, it's a new experience at this bar. Let me tell you, if it's a good experience, I won't remember it. That's a good one.
It's a hot dog joint where you have to get the hot dogs out of the holes in the wall.
There's also a new, and I'm not going to give them, they don't spend any money, but I think it's a nice thing. There's this new tech where if you're at this bar, if you have, I don't know if it's Lyft or Uber, but you scan your app on there, and it calls the Uber or whatever for you.
Oh.
And so in other words, it's kind of encouraging, like, over-drinking in a sense, but at least it's, like, right there. Because if you're really slappy drunk, working that app, trust me, I've been there, is not the easiest thing. So if you just scan something and say a doorman's going to help you out to it.
Yeah, but, like, back in the day when they said they call you a cab, they never paid for it, right?
No.
They just call it.
No.
Like, you got to
pay for
it. But
that was also a time when if you got in there, what was the cabbie going to do if you just got out and ran?
Yeah, like,
I mean, he was screwed.
Is he going to run you down? I'd rather drive drunk and save the $20. It's awful. Don't text. That's worse, though.
Don't text and drive or drink and drive. Drinking and texting will usually get you into trouble, and you have to delete the message and hope she doesn't read it before the next morning. Good morning, everyone.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise Guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before you talk to everybody else talking about what you were talking about, you got to take this guy on line three. Because I don't know if you're going to believe it. I kind of don't, but...
Anonymous, you won't believe it.
He's definitely worth talking to.
Oh, is this the pimp that I just saw at the gas station? Yeah. Good morning, Anonymous.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? You sound downtrodden.
I got to talk to you guys about this thing. It's kind of embarrassing. Can I spill it? Can I tell you guys?
Yeah.
So I've been with my girlfriend now for like 5, almost 6 months, and she finally broke down to me the other day and said that she has to be honest with me that the fact that, okay, I'm uncircumcised. God. I'm just going to get that out there.
Why are we laughing?
An issue,
thank you.
But is it,
I'm gonna go ahead and ask this. Get the elephant out of the room. Is it because of religion, faith, or
no? Okay. It's not. I've been asked that before. It's really when I was born. I had like this weird blood disorder, and the doctors recommended and not be done because of that. And my mom also had like this blood disorder thing, so it was really just for that. It wasn't like for religion or anything. But okay. So it's been like that my whole life. And, you know,
you said that like Forrest Gump. Been like that my whole life.
I couldn't imagine being that way. I'm not.
You are not un?
I am cut. That's
me
what
too.
They call it. Yeah.
Me too.
So yeah. I don't know what this guy's life is like, what that would feel like.
I know it's the norm.
I don't.
Oh.
I've always kind of thought it was cool. I'm like the outlier, you know? But.
What?
Like, of all your buddies, you're probably the only one that's uncut.
Yeah, it's like kind of a badge.
Especially in the South. If you're up north, you might run into it a little more at the troughs. But you're down here, I don't think you're going to very often. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is very interesting. How old a boy are you? Or a man? Or whatever?
I'm 30.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well,
hang on a second.
Why did she... Yeah, go ahead.
If you had the blood disorder before, like when you were born and they couldn't do it, I imagine it wouldn't be any different now, right?
Unless there's of a thing when you're younger.
Yeah, I think it had to do like more the risk as a newborn, something like that. Like,
God, I've never heard that option. I don't even know that they... Well, I have a... Well, gosh. Wait a minute. I don't know the answer to that. Like, I don't know if you have a baby boy, did they ask you? I guess they have to.
I think they just go ahead and do it unless you tell them not to.
You tell them preemptively not to do it. Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. So you said she finally broke down. Were y'all having obviously I would ask this. Were y'all having problems intimately where...
Well, define problems. I mean, I'll tell you this. She told me that it scares her and that it's not appealing to her. And, I'll be honest, like, I really love her and I'll do anything for her. I mean, she wants me to get circumcised.
God bless. That's a nice.
And, I want your guys' thoughts. if there's any medical people listening as well that could help me out, I'd appreciate it.
All the nurses listen to us. Like, I can tell you, like, anytime I take my mom to a doctor's appointment or I go for anything, all the nurses listen. So
they're going to find a doctor with the sharpest teeth, first of all.
That's what they do now.
Second, you got to do this for you, I'm thinking, man. Like, you got to have some guarantees she's going to hang around. What if she decides she don't like it? She's like, put it back. Put it back on.
That would not be Can't put the turtle back in its shell.
Now, let me ask you this. Have, in the past, as this, you know, with other females, have they ever said anything similar? Like,
ooh, that's a good
question. You know, not really. I mean, I'm not much of a womanizer. I mean, I haven't had like a ton of partners, but I've never had a girl complain. I mean, I've had a girl say something about it, but never like a complain or weirded out by it.
Huh.
Is that something you age out of, the surgery itself? I don't know if they'll do it now.
I don't even want to Google it because I'm afraid of all the ads that I'll get popping up on Instagram later.
Plus, with like.
I've looked it up. You can get it done later in life. It's painful.
But insurance won't cover it. I bet that's just cosmetic. If your daughter doesn't say, "Hey, man, your ding-a-ling's infected. You need to get this extra skin cut off."
That's a good point.
It'll be cosmetic, and then that'll cost out the.
Would you want to stay awake for it?
I don't think you can.
Like, they'll just numb them, like, from the waist down.
No way.
From the waist to the knee.
I bet you. That's a song. I think they put you in local anesthesia, probably. I mean, I would hope to God so. I hope they just don't give you the circle of shots that they do sometimes where it just numbs the area.
Oh.
God. Dude, that's a...
You're hurting us, man. You're making us hurt.
You're making me like I'm Chris Angel levitating right now somehow. I'm not fully sitting in the seat. It's so weird. Do you, I tend to think, obviously, if you listen to the show like a little differently here sometimes, I'm getting the feeling she wants to break up with you. And this is what she's figured up. I mean,
oh, this is cruel.
Well,
like, she might be weirded out if you do it. Like, she might be grossed out. Like, I can't believe you just did that.
Or she's, like, saying, like, hey, man, I want to see how much I can break you down. I don't know. That's a 5 or 6 months or 6 months. That's a big, big ass.
But if he does it, it would be less maintenance than what he's used to.
I bet that is a lot of maintenance.
It's got to be.
Summertime especially.
You probably got to have a special shower head for it.
Let me ask you this without being graphic, seriously. Like, do you, in the past, have you told girls, women ahead of time, like, hey, before we get going, I just need to let you know, it's not going to look the same as other ones?
I think I've mentioned it a time or two, like, kind of as a joke or just, you know, just if it, I don't know, just kind of got brought up, but. I just never thought it was a big deal. I mean, it's a little extra turtleneck down there. I mean, I don't.
It's probably not a big deal the way he puts it. Like, maybe there's just actually just a little extra. We're not talking about, like, you know, a half a foot extra.
Yeah, but, like, and again, not being graphic, but, like, when you're not fully at attention, this got to look odd. That sounded weird to say, but, like,
well,
no comment really needed.
Well, the fun fact. Maybe you don't know this, is that most guys in the world are like that. It's only really here in America and kind of in some more religious countries that it's like that. It's like, you go to Europe, you go to Britain, they're all like that. Yeah. It's the norm over there. So it's kind of like, I always thought it was natural and, you know, you're kind of what you're born with.
This falls off.
Oh, this makes me think of a dumb question to ask, but I never thought of it until now.
Fifth one today. Go ahead.
Well, you know, say you're a female when you're born. Do you have that issue?
What?
Like a little extra, maybe? Oh, that, like, I don't know. I really don't know. I never thought about it before. I guess
not that I know of. There is kind of another something that they do in some countries that is like that, but it's supposed to be kind of like cruel and not necessary. I don't know. They say that they do it here because it's like it can help stop disease spread and for like cleanliness and stuff. But like I said, most of the world lives with it, and it's fine, and it's kind of like how it naturally is in the first place, you know?
I never thought about that. Like, where did... I thought it was always based in religion, I assumed.
Yeah, I did too.
I'd never really Googled it, but like...
But then why would the religion care if you did it or not, is what I can't
figure. How would they know? Like, do you have to go show the priest? That's where it all started. Go show the priest that you've been circumcised.
Oh, that's not a good start.
I know. It's not a good start.
I would not recommend that.
All right. Hold on for us, okay, sir?
Okay.
All right, thank you. How old did he say he was? I know he can hear me right now, but I don't know.
30s, maybe? Did he say 30s?
It sounds so, like, all younger people sound so tired when they talk. I know. I got to get it circumcised.
Well, okay, this is like a big decision. Like, I'd be nervous. I'd be puking.
I am for him.
Yeah. Okay, we got to get an update with this guy. If he decides to do it, I say don't.
Everyone on text says, don't do it, don't do it. It's a trap, it's a trap.
But if you're going to do it, you might as well keep it, scrapbook it. Go from there.
How do her blanks look? If you don't like the way her nipples look, tell her to get those fixed too. We just both start off the relationship with, you know, I don't like this about you. So go ahead and get that fixed too. Get that Majora trim down. My God.
It's like, you know, you go get a sandwich and a little bit of it's falling off the bun.
Oh, man. It's like, I didn't order curly fries. There's one in the bag. God.
Boy, suck a little back.
This is it's a great text. This is what I love about your show. Tuning in and not knowing what it's going to be and ending the segment laughing my ass off. Thank you.
Somebody's done it for sure, I would imagine, this late in life.
Yeah.
Maybe for religious reasons.
You guys are right. It would be a cosmetic surgery. Insurance wouldn't pay. Don't ask how I know that, but I'm in the insurance industry.
I'm doing one right now.
Here, hold my scissors.
I love the show. Got to go back to...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Trimming.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let me know if you want my promo. Live from callrob.com studios here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating their birthday on the 23rd of January. Happy birthday.
Or suck it.
Break it down.
You know, we'll keep this going for this guy here. Not a wrestler, but he was a UFC fighter. He is retired. It is the birthday of The Huntington Beach Bad Boy.
Ah, Uriah Faber.
Nope.
Oh, and, Huntington Beach Bad Boy. Yeah. Tito Ortiz.
It is Tito's birthday.
Damn it.
Was married with Jenna Jameson for a little bit.
Why was I thinking about Uriah Faber? Is he still competitively active?
I don't think so.
I don't watch it. Just because there's too many of them. I watch when Wonder Boy fights. Really, it's the only time.
They cycle those fighters in and out pretty well. Wonder Boy, you know. God, I wish they'd just let him fight more than he fights now. And then let him, you know, they do pretty good about letting the guys, like, you know, suggest who they want to fight.
But yeah.
I want to see these top-tier matchups, man.
I'm pretty sure I saw Ray Thompson in the background at the inauguration. I think I saw him there with his golden beard.
Let's get Ray some fights, too.
Yeah. Father-dad UFC.
Oh.
Like tag team.
Did they have a senior UFC? They should. I mean, Ray wasn't in the UFC, but, you know, they could put him in the senior UFC.
Yeah. He'd try to kick the hell out of some old people.
Oh, the tough man contest he's won.
Yeah. I will say Tito Ortiz is... in even 50.
That's exactly right. It's a big one for Tito. 50 years old today. I believe he has custody
of... My screen ain't even on.
Both of their kids with Jenna Jameson.
Yikes. Ian Ziering?
Nope. Not Steve Sanders.
Brandon?
Nope. Not Jason Priestley. You might not get this one.
Gabrielle Carterra?
Nope. It is a female. She didn't join the cast until later in the show.
Oh, I don't know then.
This is the show she's not really known for, but she was on here a good bit. You may know her from Saved by the Bell.
Tiffany Amber.
It is. No, she dropped the Amber.
She's just Tiffany Thiessen now.
Yeah, it still looks great.
I used to have a poster of her. This was mid to late college. Because I didn't graduate. And it was a black fishnet tank top she was wearing with nothing on. And it was black fishnet. Yeah, you Google that, you'll see it and you'll be like, God, I remember that picture.
I know you won't see her much like that now with her kids. She's a little more conservative,
well,
like on
she
Instagram.
Should be at this point.
God, she still looks great. It's just the ultimate babe from growing up.
54?
No. 51 years old for Tiffany Thiessen.
Thiessen. Is she married? Like, I mean, she married anybody with big note or anything?
I don't think so of note, but she definitely is married. Some lucky dude.
Oh, there she is.
Does she still look great?
Yeah. She's one of those classics that, like, I don't care. She will always be pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's good.
She'll, you know, obviously different phases. But, God, she's on there cooking up some stuff, man. And I'm like, if you would just do this half naked.
Brady Smith, a child author. But he looks like an adult.
What did he write?
I guess he writes kids' books.
Child Arthur.
How you gonna marry a child Arthur?
Arthur. Instead of child Arthur.
I read Babar and nothing else.
Babar? King Babar.
This is Law and Order's theme song. Might tip you off.
Ice Tea?
Nope. Same show, though. Captain. Yeah.
What's the initials? Mark Helgenberger?
M.H. Nope. Right initials, though. Captain Olivia Benson, now.
Oh, that's not helping me.
Law and Order SVU.
Martina Hingis.
Mariska Hargitay.
Ah!
Jane Mansfield's daughter.
That's right.
Mickey's girl. Mickey's daughter.
She has a name that sounds Russian.
Wonderful.
Did you decide what you're going to have, sir? I'll go with the Mariska Hargitay. Rare, please, with a side of green beans.
I'm pretty sure local legend Lee Haney had some run-ins with Mickey Hargitay back in the day. I'm sure they worked out together. Might have competed again.
Lee Haney's still with us?
I believe he is.
God bless.
I think he lives in Atlanta now.
I met him one time, and that was at the old Powerhouse gym.
Did you shake his hand?
No.
He would have broke it off.
He would have ripped my sockets out.
arms
I will say
sucker.
She is, just out of guessing, 56?
Nope. I remember her from Ghoulies when she first started.
60.
61. Oh. Close, though.
Ghoulies, yeah.
Ghoulies. This gentleman saved a lot of people when I thought it was just one goose.
Benny Hinn.
Nope. A flock of geese went into the plane engine.
Sully.
It is Sully's birthday.
Sully Sullenberger.
That happened in 2009 on the Hudson River.
Seems like longer.
Saved 154 people. Chelsea Sullenberger.
Not anything to do with this, but what was the movie where Denzel was a drunk pilot?
Flight.
That was a good movie.
It was good. I think that was a true story, maybe.
Really?
I think it was.
That was a solid movie.
He was good in that.
Sully, I'm going to say, is like 72.
It says here Tom Hanks played Sully in a movie in 2016 called Sully.
Where did they come up with the name for that?
Sully is, I think he's retired. Well, he aged out. 74 years old today.
Sully Sullenberger.
We got music for this guy. Though this theme song might not come that easily to you. It's one of the more obscure ones from the 80s.
Don't you call me Shirley, Sully. Sully, don't call me Shirley.
I kept watching airplane clips yesterday because Lloyd Bridges.
They don't make them that way. I mean, God bless.
I picked the wrong week to stop drinking.
Airplane, Naked Gun, all those movies are...
Though they're going to do a new Naked Gun with Liam Neeson.
Won't be as good, though.
It just won't be.
Nothing today is as good as it was, and that's a sad way to look at it, but it's true. I recognize this music. What is it?
This is the theme song to MacGyver, and if we're doing MacGyver...
Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah, it is Richard Dean's birthday.
RDA.
Richie.
I'm getting turned on. 73?
Oh, sorry.
Four.
It's a big one.
75.
75 years old for Richard Dean Anderson. One of the most handsome men on primetime TV of his generation.
What if he or even the person that wrote MacGyver got proceeds from MacGruber?
That's a great question because not only did they make a movie, they brought the show back.
Yeah.
With Ryan Phillippe and I think Kristen Wiig was on the new show.
Yeah, it's like this is really all based off MacGyver. But it's they don't even sound like a real MacGyver.
MacGyver.
MacGyver. Has anybody seen MacGyver? Where'd you leave MacGyver? I don't know where MacGyver is.
Where's that? That was one of the greatest bits back in the just some of the stuff they could do real short with MacGruber that didn't really transfer to a movie.
Or MacGruber, we've got 7 seconds or the orphanage is going to blow up. All right, they need some duct tape, a felt tip pen, and a namaste bowl.
I can't say what type, but when you said hand me that blank word pen named after a nationality and it ended up being a yellow Sharpie.
They get away with everything on there, don't they?
Man, we don't really have happy heavenly birthdays.
These people are in hell, you think?
No, it's just like, I mean, XXX Tentacion. He was murdered 2018.
Gone too soon.
He was born in 98. So he would have been that old. Was it 27?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. Rutger Hauer, he passed away in 2019. Bunch of movies.
What?
Yep. Hobo with a Shotgun. He was in one of the Batman Begins. He was born in 44. If you're one of these math whizzes, like, oh, look at me, I can do math.
Hey, don't make fun of me.
Common Core.
I can't put things together, though. It equals out.
You don't have to now.
It's like people who are mechanics probably can't do their taxes. People that do taxes probably can't change oil. I mean, it's a give world.
Sometimes it's one and the same. Like when you go get a title on, you're like, I used to get my oil changed in here. Now I'm getting the title on.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if those two came together and said, we will do your taxes, change your oil, and feed you. Knock out three things all in this little bay window here.
Or a tax oil changing buffet.
Yeah.
Come
this
on
This used
in.
To be Checkers. Well, it's not anymore. We can give you a short-term loan at about a 50% APR and give you some, what were those things? Like the Apple Nuggets. Gosh, those are great.
If you drop off your keys and your W-2, we'll direct you straight to the pot stickers where you can hang out. We'll change your oil in about 10 minutes and do your taxes. You know.
That's where there's a, I shouldn't say, there's a strip mall where there's like 8 different businesses in there and like all these, I would imagine they're related, the family members. And they own all the businesses in there. And it's like you walk in, it's like, did you
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, man, it's wild.
Been there a long time.
A long, long time. But you know what? Good for people that come to this country and say, you know what? I'm going to start a business.
Yep.
I mean, that's a bold, bold move. And you do it and you stick to it.
Not kudos to the ones that say, I'm going to cross the border and get a free week.
Boo those people. Boo. We're out of switches. We don't have any more. Hotels are closing.
Debit cards are gone.
Sanctuary cities are not a thing anymore.
We're out of Nintendos. We don't have any more. Japan will send us all the Nintendos.
We can't afford them because of the tariffs to give you free Nintendos anymore, so sorry.
We love the bowling. It looks like the little cones are bowling. We love the bowling. And the Wii Fit. We love Nintendo Jumping Jacks. We love it.
We do. We do. thank you for listening to today's show. Again, I had a good time.
I had more fun time than you.
That could be so. You get to sit there and play on buttons and stuff.
Even old girl called in talking about, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Being known as a human vibrator.
I want you to hotkey that, meaning like that's one of those we can come back to. That young lady, I fell over on the floor.
You got to podcast that sucker, see what she said.
Do you have the – do we need to go?
Yeah, we ran out of time.
I was going to let you hear a clip of tomorrow's FOF line, but we're clear out of time. But that will be on tomorrow's show.
Dude was mad. I give you a hint.
He's mad, and he says something stinks. Text in your guesses. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.